USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the majority of results from the Iowa caucuses set to be released any minute, in Keene, New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren says all procedures and policies should be looked at after what happened.
I think they ought to get it together and release all of the data. That's what we need. There is no system that is perfect, and we should be reevaluating even before last night occurred, and now for sure.
President Trump is delivering the annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. He'll deliver the primetime speech in the House chamber where he was impeached in December. The Senate is expected to vote to acquit the president on Wednesday. Some Republicans have asked the president to avoid talking about impeachment during the State of the Union speech, which should headline a lot of the president's accomplishments in the past 3+ years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The CDC says more than half of the flu cases in the United States this season have been in children and adults under the age of 25. Forbes has released its first ever list of highest earning podcasters, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the top five.
Topping the list, this guy.
Boom, and we're live. Yeah. Russell, why is it that when people start getting like super spiritual, they start dressing like you? You dress like a guru.
We circulate a memo, so it's now time to
That's Joe Rogan,
socks.
Who hosts the
stop
Joe Rogan Experience podcast, launched in 2009. It now gets as many as 190 million monthly downloads, and it earned Rogan $30 million last year. At number two with 15 million, Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstack with the My Favorite Murder podcast. Rounding out the top five, financial self-help guru Dave Ramsey, actor Dax Shepard, and former ESPN commentator Bill Simmons.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is preparing his annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. This as the Senate is expected to vote to acquit the president on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says Democrats have had it in for the president since day one.
They are unhinged. They are so obsessed with taking this president down that they're now, again, making up crazy assertions on the floor. And, again, the people, the American people know. They're just unhinged. They want him out of office so badly. It's going to be a great week for this president. And I've got to say, I've been with him. I was with him in Florida last weekend. It is amazing to me that he still is just focused on what's next, guys, what's next.
Today is World Cancer Day. Dr. Howard Burris III, president of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, says he's happy to report some good news.
In several key diseases such as melanoma, kidney cancer, and pancreatic cancer, we've actually seen these new therapies reduce the extent of surgery that needs to be done and actually eliminating the need for surgery in certain populations.
Dr. Burris also says when it comes to fighting cancer, early detection is key. The primary goal of the day observed by the United Nations is to significantly reduce illness and deaths from cancer. More than 900 events are planned today in more than 100 countries. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.